Canterbury's biggest conversation, on air and online. Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch on Newstalk ZB.
Newstalk ZB, Canterbury Mornings with Chris Lynch. So body language is so important, isn't it? Especially when it comes to the first nerve-wracking date. But how do you know if they're into you? And what are the warning signs? To discuss this happy topic is our popular guest and body language expert, Suzanne Macefield. Good morning to you, Suzanne.
Hello.
Nice to have you back on the program this morning. Let's talk about first dates, for example. First impressions count. So if I'm on a first date, give me some body language tips to appear more confident.
Okay, well, we've actually got a little process that we use to increase your attractor factor, and that we call it please. And one of the first things you need to do is think about your posture, you know, being upright, but really comfortable in your own skin. And lean forward a little bit so that you can show that you're actually engaged in listening with someone, because that's really, really important. One of the most important things about being attractive to someone is actually listening to them so they feel valued. And use your eyes. You know, eyes are a window to the soul. So it's really, really important that you actually engage someone with your eyes. And you can even raise your eyebrow slightly. They call that an eyebrow flash. And what that does is it makes your eyes look wider and it makes you feel actually more uplifted.
But isn't there a fine balancing act between looking confident and coming across desperate?
For sure, for sure. And I mean, you know, one of the most important things is actually getting connected to yourself. So taking a really big breath before you start connecting with anybody is really, really important. I think we talked about that last time I was on, about, you know, actually feeling your feet on the floor, putting your hand on your stomach and taking a really deep breath down into your stomach. And you can do that throughout any sort of interaction with someone to keep you really present. You know, it's really, we're coming up to sort of Valentine's Day, and some people love it, some people hate it, but it's a great opportunity to take stock about how you're coming across to people and how you're engaging with people, whether you're in a relationship or whether you want to actually do some dating.
In some respects, body language gives away much more in terms of signals of if somebody is attracted to you or not than even communication, verbal communication.
Definitely. I mean, you know, research over many years now suggests that the messages we send and receive to people are between 55 and 90% is our body language. So, you know, it's one of the most important gauges to actually see whether someone's interested in you, whether there's some warning signs, and whether they're, you know, really bored or not interested in you. And likewise, you may also be coming across disinterested and you don't actually even realize it.
So let's look at some of the warning signs. You're on a first date, Suzanne. You're interested in somebody. How do you know if they're not interested in you? What are the telltale warning signs that may not necessarily be that obvious initially?
Okay, well, some of them are obvious, but interestingly enough, when we're so busy getting connected to someone, we often miss these signals. And one of the first ones is eyes, because if someone's not interested in you, they don't want you looking into their soul. You know, that windows are the eyes are the window of the soul. So they limit their eye contact, or they may flick their eyes from side to side, or even invert their gaze completely.
That's not a good sign. Not a good sign.
No, it's not a good sign. And, I mean, particularly if they're starting to roll their eyes, you really need to get out of there quickly. One of the other things is barriers. Now, often when we're feeling nervous or uptight, or we actually don't want that intimacy with someone, we put barriers between us and the other person. And that could be our arms, folding our arms, crossing our legs, or pushing ourselves forward, or putting actual objects in between us, like handbags or briefcase, even a book, or even placing another person in between you to maintain that distance. So look at what people do with their arms, whether they are actually folded up or whether they're more open to you.
Now, that is interesting. Yeah, I suppose if you were to place objects in between you and your guest, it would look kind of rude, wouldn't it?
It would, but, you know, again, that can be really subtle. It can be a glass, or it can be anything that actually keeps that distance. And some of that can be about someone actually feeling shy. So, you know, you've got to be able to read those signals. It may not be that they actually don't want to engage. They may actually be quite shy.
So what happens then if your date is shy? Then what can you do in terms of body language to give out appropriate signals that you're interested, Suzanne?
Okay. Well, one of the first things you can do, again, we're looking at eyes, you know, gazing at the person, really looking at them. You know, if they keep dropping their eyes, again, from shyness, actually mirror their eye contact so you don't overwhelm them. But, you know, the gaze is one of the most interesting things from a point of view of interest and flirtation. You know, people tend to gaze over at each other and then slightly turn away and then gaze back until they eventually build up to full eye contact. Some men are actually very overt with that and actually look women up and down, which is not the best way to attract a lady.
Well, no, I suppose not really. It doesn't work, does it? In a way, you're kind of suggesting fake it till you make it.
Well, fake it till you make it, but it's actually more about fake it till you become it. Because the more you actually get comfortable in your own body and actually starting to look at what it is that opens you up and has other people be more attracted to you, you actually start to feel more open yourself and more confident. You know, touch is another thing that is when people are actually interested in someone, they really want to touch them. There's an appeal there. So if you're just at the beginning of a date, it's highly unlikely someone's going to start touching you. But they may start touching objects. You know, they may start licking their own lips, touching their neck, showing their inner wrists, or even touching, you know, fondling things like glass stems and things like that whilst looking at that other person. That tells you that they really want to engage with you and there is an attraction there.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that, the fondling the glass, I suppose, at least that's something. Suzanne, I'm taking notes here. Wish me luck, please, won't you? Suzanne Masefield, you are an incredibly popular guest in this program. We appreciate your time. You've got a website too if people want more information.
I have. Well, we've actually got a free body language cheat sheet, which I think you're going to put on your website. And we've got a brand new, just being launched, online body language course at signals2success.com. So the free cheat sheet's on your website, so people can access that via your website.
Right. I'm going to watch out for the fondling of the glass. You look after yourself. And always nice speaking to you, Suzanne. Have a lovely day.
Lovely speaking with you. Bye, Chris.
What can you do on the new ZB iPhone app?
Puts my socks into pairs for me.
Gets my child dressed in the morning.
Wax my surfboard for me.
I love how it cooks dinner for me, just like in the Jetsons.
And wait till you see the real whizzy stuff.
A little man jumps out of my iPhone and does my housework.
So keep up with your favourite radio station. Available now on iPhone and Android. Newstalk ZB. Thanks to launch partner Harcourts. Global, national, local, you.